This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Just shout out all the tier ones that are listening to this program right now. I see you. Thank you very much. Driving into work this morning, I was like, man, I hope people listen. You know, Padre season's over. And they're still here, Benny. They're here in droves. And I just wanted to let them know how much I really appreciate it. I'm sick. You know, Paul's Paul.
I'm me.
Yeah, you're you.
You're you.
Yeah,
I'm sick and you're you.
Correct.
See, now, I presumably in a day or so, you're not going to be sick, but apparently I'm still going to be me.
You're always you. You're the steady Eddie, buddy. I really appreciate you guys listening.
You just described it as an impediment toward people listening. Yeah, well, they might not listen because I'm sick and because you're you. Thanks a lot.
I came out wrong.
Thanks a lot.
It came out wrong.
Shots fired.
I didn't know what to say. I'm me and you're cheap. So I'm surprised that they listen.
I have no...
Watch your wallets around him,
I
tier
have
ones.
No problem with my frugality. I think that there's a lot of people out there who share the caution when it comes to not wanting to overspend.
That's fair.
It's not a flaw. I also admire your generosity and freewheeling ways.
Should I drag my dad right now? Would now be a good time to drag my father?
I respect Gary's frugality as well.
You know what this guy did to me yesterday?
Is he on the plane right now?
No, they're leaving later. He's probably watching. He's terrified right now. Old boy called me the other day. Well, I called him, and I said, hey, we're looking forward to your visit. The kids are really excited. We haven't seen them in forever. And I'm so happy they're coming. Let me get that out of the way. I miss them. My mom just finished up her radiation treatments. She knocked them all out. She's doing great for her breast cancer. So, like, it's special, right, when they come out. So I call him and I said, you guys need anything? And he hits me with the line that he always hits me with. Do I need any dress shirts or anything? I said, well, no. We're in Southern California, number one. So we're not going anywhere super fancy. So bring some golf clothes. We'll do some golfing. And, you know, the weather's nice, a little chilly in the morning, but it's San Diego in the winter. You've been here 100 times. You don't need any dress shirts. We're not.
No tucks and tails no required tucks and tails. For this trip.
No, you're good. And he goes, hey, you know what else I wanted to ask you? I said, sure. He said, I want to get a white Benin Woods hat. Do you have those? And I said, I think we do. I said, I'm not really sure. Go to the merch store, poke around. I think you can get our logo on almost any color hat, so you'd be good to go. He said, no problem. So he goes and knocks it out. He texts me yesterday. And he says, well, I'm going to order it now, and I'm going to have it delivered to the condo in San Diego, so I'll just have it when I'm there. I said, great. Do whatever you got to do. So he texts me, and yesterday he goes, hey, question. I ordered the hat. I said, okay. He said, but the shipping's really slow. Do you have any pull?
Pull?
Do you have any pull?
Do you have any pull?
And I said, what do you mean? And he said, well, the shipping, it's not going to be there for, you know, probably 7 days or something. And I said, oh, I don't. What do you want me to do? You want me to call? And I said, Dad, we outsource that company. We don't run a merch store.
Hannah doesn't have a few employees in a garage just churning out.
We actually have a little. It's a small sweatshop. We were trying to keep it under the radar, right? So I think
call your vice president of shipping and see if he can expedite that delivery. Hey, I know he didn't pay for the overnight, but can we expedite the delivery to Gary Woods?
So you just bought a sweatshirt.
I did.
But you had a gnarly turnaround time of like 2 days, so you paid, you,
I paid, yeah, the extra.
Of all people, paid the extra. And it came in, so I texted back and I go, I think there was an option to pay for the faster shipping. I'm assuming you didn't click it. He goes, oh no, I must have missed it.
Must have missed it.
And he also says in it, sorry to ask, I know everyone's been asking you for stuff lately. I go, my God, I'm married to a Ben at home, my dad is a Ben, and I have a Ben at work. This is unbelievable. I'm surrounded by Bens, which is not necessarily the worst thing. Do I have any pull? And I said, Pops, I don't have any pull. So you'll get your hat in a week or so.
We are pretty much the same as any tier one when it comes to ordering our own merch.
Exactly it. I pay full price for my merch. I get it shipped here just like you guys.
I'm looking. I found a white shirt.
The white hat.
The white hat, sorry. Yeah, there it is. Shipping method.
Mm-hmm.
There are three options.
Three options.
Right next to each other.
Okay.
You can't select one without seeing the others.
God, dude.
Standard. November 29th to December 2nd.
How much does that cost?
$4.49.
$4.49.
Premium, November 27th through the 29th.
Okay, that would be a week.
Next week.
I bet he didn't even do premium.
$6.99.
Oh, God.
And you know what's Express. Get it by Monday, $19.
Yeah. All right, so hold on. What was the first option? Free?
Standard. No, standard, $4.
$4.49.
And that's delivered by when?
Estimated delivery, if you ordered today, would be November 29th through December 2nd.
So here's what's going to happen.
Next Friday, next weekend.
Here's what's going to happen. They're here for 10 days. He's going to miss it entirely.
It'll arrive. You're going to have to ship it to
him. I'm going to have to then go down and ship it to him.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the express shipping, it would have been here by Monday.
Bo and Taylor don't actually go to school. They sit in the garage and turn out Ben and Wood shipping all day, just cranking out our little Encinitas sweatshop. Don't tell anyone. Sorry, Dad. I love you. And but you know, if you send me a text like that, you have to get dragged a little bit.
You need some redemption for Take on Woods.
I do, badly.
We need a contestant to take you on. A chance to qualify for a trip to Las Vegas. 833-288-0973. Call. Be ready to play some musical trivia against Woodsy here in about 3 or 4 minutes. 833-288-0973. Quickly, college football. The new playoff rankings were released yesterday. And I did not realize this, and I was actually surprised when the rankings came out. I assumed, never assume, you know what that
makes an ass out of you and me.
That the top four conference champions from the SEC, the Big Ten, the ACC, and the Big 12 got the first round byes. But what I found out yesterday is that's not true. It's the top four conference champions from any conferences get the byes. So when Boise State passed BYU in the rankings, BYU still being the top ranked Big 12 team, even though they lost, Boise State was now put in as the number four seed in a theoretical matchup.
That's crazy.
Which means the Mountain West champion could actually get a bye. In fact,
Nuts. They're
now favored. They have the best likelihood of any of those teams to get a first round bye in the playoffs. So they might not get past the four seed, but if they win the Mountain West championship, which will probably be against UNLV, they're almost certainly going to get a bye into whatever bowl game they play in the quarterfinals the next week, which is fascinating to me. And what was really crazy is that if there are two conference champions who are ranked higher than, say, the Big 12 champion, let's just come up with a scenario. Let's say Army in the American Athletic Association, who are still undefeated, they run the table. And let's say BYU and Colorado lose again this week, and you've got a two or a three loss champion of the Big 12. Big 12 could be iced out entirely, and both Boise State and Army could get into the playoffs as the top five champions. I doubt that's going to happen, but you want to be the one who tells undefeated Army that they don't get to come to the playoff like everyone else? I don't want to be the one that tells undefeated Army.
Nope.
So if Boise State stays unbeaten,
They lost to Oregon.
The rest of the way, though.
But if they stay unbeaten the rest of the way, it's unlikely that anyone's going to pass them. Like BYU, maybe if they you know, their win in the Big 12 championship game might be bigger than Boise State's win, but UNLV's ranked too. So if Boise State keeps winning, they're probably a top four seed now in the college football playoff.
So
who's got the beef here? Who should have a beef here? Because based on the article I'm reading, the Boise State loss is way better than
what was it, Oregon?
Yeah, last minute field goal. Too.
Yeah, yeah, a really good
number
loss.
One. Their loss is fine, right?
Yeah.
BYU lost to Kansas
this last week
and needed a big comeback to beat Utah. So who's got the legit beef here far?
Right now, maybe Tennessee, because they're actually in the top 12, but they get bumped out by BYU as the Big 12 champion.
Got it.
In the current rankings, I don't think anyone who's outside the top 12 has a huge beef. Used to be a 4-team playoff.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have even been close. Now you at least have a shot at getting in if you're a 11th or 12th ranked team. If you want to be safe, though, you better get yourself into the top 10 of the college playoff rankings.
What, so I guess to bring it back to like San Diego here, if Sean Lewis were able to move mountains and get a good team on the field, you're telling me, because the knock has always been the best version of San Diego State football
can't do anything.
That's not true.
Zero chance of winning a championship.
So yeah, that is kind of where I was heading here. If San Diego State, now, have to be better than Alabama or Oregon,
you have to
or Michigan or
take
whoever.
Take care of the business.
All
that
you have to do is
handed.
Take care of your business. If you can beat out, Boise State in the Mountain West and have that undefeated or good one loss season, not only can you make the college football playoff, you can actually be a top four seed and get a bye based on how they set this up.
Wow.
It's there for you.
That's cool.
But right now it feels like it's so far away for San Diego State.
Well, I mean, you say that, dude, but like I'm sure they felt that way in Indiana. I'm sure they felt that way at some of these other schools that are in there, and you just go, because it is a trip, man, to log on and see the top 12 teams in the country and to see a BYU, a Boise State, an Indiana, an Ole Miss, doing their thing this year. It's just, it's different. It's different. And I got to say, it's pretty refreshing.
Jake in the chat says BYU or Colorado will repass Boise. Likely so, but they could both lose this week playing Kansas and Arizona State. They could both lose. And then you've got a real jumble. And depending on how the Big 12 championship played out, there's a chance that Boise State does stay ahead of all of them. In fact, it's predicted the ESPN projections have them as 61% chance of getting a bye at this point. So it's actually more likely that Boise State stays in the top four than falls out of the top four.
It's exciting, man. I don't know how you can't like what's going on in college football.
I think it's fascinating, and I think it's good for the sport. Now, there's a ton of other things that are bad for the sport. Not this, though. The playoff, that to me is a good thing for the sport.
I love it.
All right, we got some contestants. Let's do it. Let's play Take on Woods.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Woods. Woods.
Take on Woods, brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. It only takes 15 minutes. You don't have to get out of your car. For directions and discounts, go to SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. Let's go. Mark, are you there?
I am. That's Mark. Come on, boys.
All right. You are our contestant. Good morning. How's your morning going?
Morning. It's going well. Let's get started.
All right. Let's do it. Let's get it started with the chance to qualify for Las Vegas. If you can beat or tie Woods, put you into the drawing for the two-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino and two tickets to Soul of Motown and a $150 food and beverage credit. Check out the Westgate $70 million in room renovations and get your own show tickets to Soul of Motown at WestgateResorts.com. Here are the categories for Take on Woods today. On the Compass, song titles and artists featuring one of the four directions on a compass. Texas Two-Step, answers with a Texas city or town somewhere in there. And Tis the Season, five song titles, musical artist with a season of the year. So on the compass, Texas Two-Step or Tis the Season, Mark?
Let's try Texas Two-Step.
Texas Two-Step. All right. Today's answers all feature Texas city or town somewhere in their name. Song title or artist. 60 seconds to answer as many as you can. You don't know one, you can pass. We'll come back to it. First question is the two-second song. Polly's going to cue it up right now. You need to give me both the song title and the artist to score that point. Then we'll have Woods come in. We'll compare your scores, see how you do. Mark, you ready to play?
I am ready.
Polly, you got the long
cue
up here.
Yep.
He's ready to go. All right. Let's put 60 seconds on the clock. The category, Texas Two-Step. Mark, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Woods.
And
correct. Marty Robbins tells a tragic tale from which West Texas town in a 1959 country classic?
El Paso.
Correct. Back to the Basics of Love. Correct. Back to the Basics of Love is the subtitle of which 1977 song by Waylon Jennings about a couple relocating to a small town?
No idea.
George Strait sings from the point of view of a rodeo cowboy driving a long road at night in which 1980... Amarillo by Morning. Correct. Which rapper and producer emerged in the 2000s by founding the Odd Future Collective and releasing hit songs including Yonkers? Go back to the Basics of Love is the subtitle of which 1977 song by Waylon Jennings about a couple relocating to a small town? Go back to the song. Yeah, that's right. You need the song title. Oh, we ran out of time.
Yep.
I should have gone back to that one first. So you did get El Paso, Amarillo by Morning. It's I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston. Luckenbach, Texas, and Tyler, the creator. Tyler, Texas, is a town. That was kind of the trick one at the end. All right, we'll see how Woods does with those same five questions. Hang on the line there, Mark. All right, Mark's score is locked in. Woodsy back in, gets his headphones on. 60 seconds back on the clock. Woods, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Mark.
And
I Will Always Love You, Whitney Houston.
Correct. Marty Robbins tells a tragic tale from which West Texas town in a 1959 country classic?
Ooh, pass.
Back to the Basics of Love is the subtitle of which 1977 song by Waylon Jennings about a couple...
Luckenbach, Texas.
Correct. George Strait sings from the point of view of a rodeo cowboy driving a long road at night in which 1982 song?
Amarillo by Morning.
Correct. Which rapper and producer emerged in the 2000s by founding the Odd Future Collective and releasing hit songs including Yonkers?
Come back to the other one.
Marty Robbins tells a tragic tale from which West Texas town...
Oh, El Paso.
Correct. Which rapper and producer emerged in the 2000s by founding the Odd Future Collective and releasing hit songs including Yonkers?
How does this relate?
I know. Isn't that tricky?
Lil Nas X.
That's a good guess.
Yeah.
So the category was Texas Two-Step. Whitney Houston, El Paso, Luckenbach, Texas, Amarillo by Morning, and Tyler, the creator.
Tyler, Texas. Oh, you weird creep.
That is a weird one.
That was 42, really
though.
Weird.
You're back
thank
in
you.
The
I'm
win
back.
Column, Woods, defeating Mark today. Mark, thank you for playing our game.
Luckenbach is in my top five favorite songs of all time.
I know you like that one.
The only two things in life.
I was impressed. You got Amarillo by Morning also.
That make it worth living are guitars that tune good and firm feeling women is the opening line of that song. I love it. I've loved it since I was 5 years old.
Waylon Jennings.
And Willie. Oh,
and Willie,
so
yeah.
So good, dude. So good. It feels good to win.
All right, we'll have a game of real or fake tomorrow for all you non-musical experts who want to qualify for the trip to Las Vegas on a throwback Thursday. Next, though, we have Don't Do This coming up. And
yes. Drink it.
I have a story about streaking.
I had turned my volume up to hear Luckenbach, and then you screamed streaking in my ear.
Let's go streaking!
Now I'm deaf. Sorry. It's all right. What is it?
Streaking.
Okay.
Or Don't Do This.
All right.
Or do this. Whatever you want.
Fair.
Ben and Woods after traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's a little more. Luckenbach, Texas.
Don't do. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Get this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Well, country music talk during that break there.
I love it.
You're a very interesting when it comes to country music. Because you either love it or hate it.
Yeah,
there's really no in between for
you. I just don't like auto-tune in it, really. I mean, it boils down to that.
Some of your favorite songs are country songs.
100%.
And some of your least favorite songs are country songs.
That's absolutely true. Yeah. If there's no auto-tune in it and it has some feel to it, I'm all in. I think it's great. Four chords and the truth. That's what they say.
It's the formula for the current stuff.
The formulaic stuff just murders me.
Beer, trucks, beer, 100%. Truck, girl.
100%.
Okay, we get it.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
All right, speaking of the girl, we will start Don't Do This today with a young Canadian football fan who has been banned from ever returning to BC Place, which is the big stadium in Vancouver, after she ran onto the field during the CFL Grey Cup last week between Toronto and Winnipeg, the Blue Bombers and the Argonauts, with no clothes on.
Dude.
And she ran around in front of 52,000 people. I mean, she kept her shoes and socks on, but otherwise, completely naked in front of 52,000 people.
What game was this again?
This is the Super Bowl of Canadian football, the Grey Cup, their biggest game of the year.
Was she doing it as some sort of statement?
I don't believe so. They didn't have to tackle her or anything. Once the security came out, she calmly walked over to them on her own accord, and then she was taken to a hospital for treatment related to drug and or alcohol consumption.
Ooh. Yeah, she is butt ass naked.
Yeah.
She really is.
52,000 people, including Prince Harry and the Jonas Brothers were there.
That's news.
There's everything.
Have you ever gone streaking? Have we talked about this before?
I think we have. I don't think I've ever gone. I mean, I've streaked through my house a couple times
a
week.
That doesn't count. 52,000, though. I mean, I'm almost impressed.
There's something there. And probably drugs and alcohol probably have something to do with it.
Yeah, probably a little bit.
Look, can I just say something?
Probably not.
I've seen worse streakers.
We all have. We've been to a sporting event.
What's the issue there?
Well, interrupting
the game.
You're interrupting the game.
So she would still get in trouble if she ran fully clothed.
Correct. I don't know. Should you get in more trouble because you're naked? Probably not.
Probably
actually.
Not. That's the same as
running fully clothed onto the field.
Probably they're asking for you to post the link in the chat. Bunch of pervs. You can find it.
It's the Grey Cup.
It's the Grey Cup streaker.
You can find it.
Yeah, I've seen worse. Yeah, there's nothing you could. There's no amount.
I only have a pixelated version. I don't know.
I do too.
Okay.
But there's no amount of money you could pay me to go streaking like at a Padres game. Just jump over the
fence. Saturday night, 46,000 people. Like,
is that Woods? That's Woods. Oh, no.
Is that Woods?
He's finally lost it.
Oh, snap.
He's carrying a Ben and Woods flag behind me. No.
Just wearing Gary's white hat.
Don't
get any ideas. This is not a suggestion. In fact, this is a command not to do that. Please.
I don't mind being naked, but I don't like really being naked around a bunch of other people. You know what I mean? Like, I'm comfortable at home nude. I'll walk around nude all the time, but I don't want to be nude in front of a bunch of people.
I'm barely comfortable being nude with myself. Like,
it's fair.
I don't want to be naked in front of anybody.
It's very you feel very vulnerable.
I do.
Do you spend a lot of time looking at yourself nude?
Very little.
Really? You don't like?
No.
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 You have a full length in your house?
Yeah.
Full length mirror?
Yeah.
You never stand in front of it?
I mean, sometimes you have to. To like, you know, just
get dressed.
Just do a quick check. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, when you look, do you just
But I'm not sitting there like do you give admiring it admiring like, or anything?
No,
there's nothing to admire.
Do you give it like the? I do.
You know, after you lose the weight, for comparison's sake, okay, things are getting a little better, I guess.
It's a good question. Does she have to file as like a sex offender now? Which I think
it's Canada. They got their own rules. I have no idea.
So she just says sorry.
sorry
about it. And everything's fine. All right. Well, that was an interesting story. Michael Irvin is making some waves.
Boy, he would have been a legendary don't do this candidate.
Back in his day? Every day.
Legendary.
I used to see that guy out all the
time. Did you?
Yes. When I was young and we could go into these clubs, there was a club called Detour back in Dallas, and it was 18 and up. And I will never forget. They beat Washington in the playoffs. Some round of the playoffs. I can't remember what. I think it was Washington. And homeboy showed up front of Detour. He had a bottle of champagne in each hand. He had a girl on each arm. And he had this Rolex necklace on that somebody said was worth like 75 grand. He was in a purple suit. And I remember walking out the door as he was walking in. And I was like, oh my God. Bro, they raged. Nobody raged. But they won. They won, which is the difference in the current Cowboys. They had to...
For those who don't remember, like the White House, the scandal.
Yeah, it was like a sex and drug house.
Yeah.
They had their own house.
They had their own house.
It was nuts.
For that sort of stuff.
Sports radio back then was the elite of the elite in Dallas. You just couldn't get any better. They were always in the news. But he's back in the news now. And he's talking about, he was on with Colin Cowherd, Michael Irvin was. Yeah, you have it.
I got the audio.
Shoot it.
You do believe, and I do too, that if Shadur went to the Cowboys, Dion would accept the job.
I believe 100%. And I can tell you, good sources have told me that. Great sources have told me that. That's all I can say like that without violating anything else.
Okay, so I'm just trying to think. Who did Michael Irvin play with? Who could that source be?
It's amazing. So, I mean, it's clearly from Dion.
The don't do this, at least in my mind, is that Dion is kind of denied. He's been trying to tamp that down.
He said his quote was kickstands down.
I didn't
down
understand
here.
That.
Kickstand, he's got the kickstand
down. Oh, like he's just going anywhere.
That's bike,
he's parked, he's good to
down.
Go. Yep. Which you have to do when you're a coach. Michael Irvin is implying that Dion has told him otherwise.
Correct. And listen, it does make sense, except for the fact that they just signed Dak Prescott to like a $300 billion deal to be the quarterback of the future for the Dallas Cowboys. And I don't know if they're going to upend everything to make room for Dion and Shadur. It doesn't work that way, right? You have, I mean, Shadur's going to get drafted.
Jerry Jones might.
Jerry Jones might. Yeah. And his
but
volatility.
If you really play it through, think about the hoops that it would require to do that. Like, to make sure you got Shadur, then you have to unload Dak. You have to eat. And he's got a full no trade. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. And
it also didn't make any sense for the Browns to trade for and then give Deshaun Watson the biggest contract of all time. But
it happens.
It's so
true.
Who knows?
I just, you know, Michael Irvin now making life very difficult for really everyone. For Dion, for Shadur, for Jerry Jones, for Mike McCarthy, the Dallas Cowboys, pretty much everyone out there.
Finally, on Doo-Doo This Today.
D-D Mega Doo-Doo.
Going to celebrate what I have always enjoyed, one of my favorite segments on my favorite sports center. Scott Van Pelt does it with his buddy Stanford Steve. You've seen the Bad Beats segment, right?
Love Bad Beats.
I don't think it gets quite enough credit for how deviously brilliant it is in celebrating the world of sports gambling in a very public way. Well, he had one this weekend that everyone was talking about. Jimmy Traina, who writes for Sports Illustrated, said if there was any justice in the world, Scott Van Pelt and Stanford Steed would win Emmys for these couple of minutes of stupendous sports television. So I'll set it up. Paulie can play a little bit of it. This is describing the end of the Boise State San Jose State game. Now, San Jose State was 14.5 point underdog. So if you bet San Jose State, you're getting just over two touchdowns, two and the hook. And they were up 14-0. And we're at fourth and like goal at the one, trying to go up 21-0. But then in the end, Boise State was up 42. They were up 14. San Jose State had the ball, and they threw an interception, and it was turned the other way. And then San Jose State still came back and had first and goal at the one to cover, like backdoor cover. Oh. Here's Scott Van Pelt.
And that's PI, and we're going to get the backdoor, and the team right side's going to get home. Everything's fine.
First and goal. Chuck. Get in!
He wasn't in?
Lloyd Chalk the fourth allegedly stopped short. The clock's still running. We need a bit of urgency here. All right, here we go. Throw it out in the flat. Jackson Cannon has stopped short.
That play works every time at the goal line.
No, not at this time. It doesn't. Tick, tick, tick. They're subbing in people. Boyce is just walking.
Snap it.
Hurry up.
This is...
Snap the ball! For God's sake, snap the ball!
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. They only have one last chance, and he gets sacked!
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Did you see that? They were getting 14 and a half, and there's a pick six, and they're at the one!
First and goal.
What were the people doing? And I'm watching them like...
Feels like he bet on that game. It feels like that's personal.
Come but even on, if he man. Did it,
that's what makes it a brilliant
Seriously.
Segment.
Seriously.
Yeah, he always occupies the role of the person who bet and is somehow incredibly losing their bet.
Yeah.
And it's such a genius segment the way they play it out, and I wanted to give him credit especially for that one, because we've all felt it, even if you don't only casually are going like, I've got to win this one. How can I not win this one? It's like,
Do we have we ever had Scott Van Pelt on?
I don't think so.
No.
He's a tough kid, I think.
Let's try.
I would love to have Scott.
Oh,
Van
you
Pelt
will.
On.
He's
I
up.
We had Stanford Steve on. I don't think we've had SVP.
He's in your man crush.
He is.
Mount Rushmore.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Huge SVP fan. That's Don't and Do This for a Wednesday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Doomslayer says losing bets like that is so brutal. It makes you feel like God hates you. 100%.
Yeah,
and you're like, what did I do?
And what's so funny is that, of course, every time you lose a bet like that, someone else won the exact same bet the other way.
They're jubilant.
But that's not a funny segment. If it was... great wins, you know, like, hey, I bet San Jose State. Look how I won this.
Yeah.
The segment is terrible.
Terrible.
But when you do it as bad beats the other way, it's genius television. It really is greatness. All right, let's take a timeout. When we come back, Woodsy wants to fight me on this one.
I mean, I can't even believe this is an option again. We got to stop. We got to be better.
The Dodgers won't stop talking
about us.
They
will not stop talking about us.
They will not stop it.
And I don't appreciate it.
What did Mookie Betts do now?
Do you need the validation?
Yeah, that's it.
I don't need the validation.
I feel like you need the validation.
I do think this is, I mean, we've already determined, simply the second best. That's true. It is fascinating, though, this obsession that they have formed on the San Diego Padres.
It's crazy. And it maybe I didn't give us enough credit for just how good we actually were.
We meaning the three of us?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
On San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Woods, did you see who is in our chat right now?
Sam Levitt.
Sam Levitt is in our chat right now. Of course, you can catch Sammy's weekly off-season show, Inside San Diego Baseball, tonight from 7 to 9, right here on 97.3 The Fan. I assume he is on. Now, is Sammy home, or is he still back?
He's in New York.
In New York.
I'm guessing he'll tell us momentarily in the chat, but I believe he's still in the East Coast.
That would be a 10 to midnight program, unless it's pre-recorded. I don't know if Sammy's doing it live or what but the show is tonight here on 97.3 The Fan, 7 to 9, every Wednesday. Sammy talking all things Padres baseball, keeping you up to date on the latest hot stove rumors. And I can tell you...
Rumors.
I can tell you there's not a ton of rumors or rumors right now. We're a little light on the rumors.
The rumor mill is really churning.
The roof is on fire. Amazing. The rumors.
Got the... still keeping our eye on Juan Soto. He's going to be the first domino, the big one, right? Before anything else happens, Juan Soto's going to have to make his decision. At least he's going through the process, meeting with teams. I think it was Heyman yesterday who thought the Mets and the Philly, or no, Mets and the Blue Jays are the two favorites, but I don't know if he knows anything truly.
Who are?
Mets and the Blue Jays.
Mets and Blue Jays.
That's who Heyman thought had an edge over the other teams.
Has Heyman ever been right?
I they're all right every once in a while.
Well, I mean, you throw enough darts at a board, you're gonna hit a bullseye every now and then, right? There's no repercussions if they're wrong.
No,
ever.
I mean, I can't imagine a world in which the Yankees aren't at least a co-favorite with everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I just the rumors I hear about Juan Soto is that Steve Cohen's like, offer whatever you want, I'll go $50 million more. Like, just it's a foregone conclusion. If he's going to go to the highest bidder, I think the highest bidder will be Steve Cohen. And again, like,
wouldn't it be amazing if Juan Soto, after all this, did leave money on the table?
Yeah,
goes, you know, I don't want to play for the Mets.
Right.
I'd rather take less and stay with the Yankees.
Or go to the Phillies.
I mean, yeah.
I know $50 million is $50 million.
It's a lot of Skrilla.
If we're talking $700 versus $750, and he really thinks the Yankees are the best fit,
yeah,
but they're $50, like, you can't rule them out. It's not. It can't just be the highest bidder, right?
I mean, it can be. It's happened so many times in baseball.
And at that level, when it's more money than you'll ever need in your life, I've never understood why those last 20, 30 million makes any difference whatsoever. I'd rather play where I want to play, on the team I want to be in the city I want to be in with the teammates.
$200 million versus $700 million.
Right. That's worth $50 million over several years for someone who is never going to be able to spend all that money in their lifetime. Why wouldn't that be more important? Can't take it with you. I mean, look,
it's not like it's the Pirates or so. You know what I mean? Like, it's still the Mets. You're in New York. You got Lindor. He may choose
on the merits as well that he wants to play for the Mets. Or maybe it's truly so even in his mind that he just goes with more money. But if he truly had a preference for another team.
Yeah.
Like Aaron Judge, you know.
He wanted to stay with the Yankees. He left money on the table, I think. Yeah. So.
And I can't say that he made the wrong call by doing so.
Correct. As great as it would have been to have Aaron Judge here. Yeah. I mean, you know, based on what's transpired, we'd be looking for a way to move him at this point. You know what I mean? Because to be committed to that many guys for that much money, it's tough. So
presumably they wouldn't have signed Xander Bogaerts if they had signed Aaron Judge.
Correct.
Not presumably. I can guarantee you they wouldn't have signed Xander Bogaerts. But that would have been an even bigger contract. You know, Jackson Merrill may not have even, you know, where would you have put Jackson Merrill this season if you had?
Yeah, short.
Probably. Short.
Short. You know,
well, he had natural Kim this year.
It's true. So I don't know, man. I mean, you know, Soto's going to get his bag, certainly. I don't know why I feel it, but I would be surprised if he didn't go to the highest bidder. I mean, that's just kind of the Boris way. Somebody said in the chat, ego. Yeah, I mean, you want to be the you know, highest paid player or whatever, whatever strokes your ego. I can't blame him, certainly. I mean, if you're in this position as a 26-year-old, it's a pretty amazing position to be in. So wish him the best. It won't be here. I know that.
All right. We still need to check traffic, Paulie?
Yes.
All right. Check traffic, and then we'll come back with are the Dodgers just – are they rubbing it in? Is that what they're doing? That's what you think they're doing. Coming up after Kelly's traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
From the 97.3 The Fan Traffic Center, here's Kelly Danik.
Crash is finally cleared on westbound 78 at Vista Village, so speeds are improving there. Now get your reports of a collision involving a car and a pickup truck northbound side of the 805 before the 54. They're over the right shoulder. I'm Kelly Danik with Ben and Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
I actually wasn't even paying attention to it anymore. Mookie had another podcast. Was it yesterday?
I believe so. It dropped yesterday.
Who did he have on? Max Muncy?
Muncy.
The whole team was there.
Yeah. So they had their World Series party. And then in the middle of the party.
At Mookie's house?
Yeah. Oh. They broke away to do a podcast. And on this one that I saw, it was like Walker Buehler, Brent Honeywell, Max Muncy.
I went through the podcast to find this clip, and there were several different groups of guys with him throughout the hour or hour, however long it was.
Yeah, Chris Taylor was in there, which is weird because he didn't play much, did he?
I don't remember much
in the World Series.
He played once, I feel like.
In the World Series.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, look, I will say this. I wish it's good content. All right. It's good content. I will give him that. He's pretty good at what he does as far as the podcast, and obviously gets really good guests on. And Dodger fans, though, they hated this podcast more than we did when he was doing it in season. They were furious when he had, you know, started his postseason really slowly, and he's still doing a podcast. He did the podcast with Tatis. They lost their minds. And, but I don't know, man. I don't need any more pats on the head from the LA Dodgers. You know, it just kind of bummed me out yesterday when I saw
it. We've already established that they felt like the Padres were the team to beat, but there actually was an interesting part of this clip. And it didn't have anything to do with this season. I thought it was more interesting when he started talking about what happened 2 years ago when the Padres knocked the Dodgers out of the playoffs. Here's Mookie and company.
I told the boys, like, to be honest, and I think all of y'all would agree, like, that Padres team was the best team. They were the best team.
Best team and the hardest atmosphere to play.
Hardest atmosphere to play. Like, I mean, a shout out to y'all at Petco. Like, y'all, that's a great, like, y'all support y'all's team.
Thank you.
I mean, we got one of these, though, but.
Holds up his ring finger.
Y'all support y'all's team. You know?
Yeah. So, but, like, you know, I just felt like once we got past that Padres series and, like, going into that, you know, I don't know how many times we talked about it. Like, hey, we got to change how we do things. And, like, you know, when we played them 2 years ago, we went down there. We stayed an hour away in that resort. Yeah. Everyone drove down by themselves. It just felt like a vacation. Like, there was no way we were going to win that game. We didn't have a workout on the off day. It was just hey, free for y'all. Y'all do whatever you want to do. And so, for me, just going into that, it was like, hey, we got to change how we do things as a team.
Drive your own cars down. Where did they stay? So they stayed in a resort. They said like an hour away. So they were up Southern Orange County or North County somewhere, probably.
Yeah, somewhere up there. And I just remember, I remember when that happened. I think Mookie even did like a TV appearance, and they asked him on. It was like, I can't remember who he was on, but no workouts, no nothing. No, the day of, you know, day before the game, no workouts. And I was like, oh, okay. Padres went out and handled business. And, you know, look, it just makes it sting a little bit more when you hear, well, look, we know we have a great environment here. If you've been to a game at Petco Park, it's a really tough place to play. And I love that for us. I don't know. It bugged me. I will say this. I am a little jealous that all those guys are creating content, though. I would like if our guys had a podcast, too, because then we could listen to it and play that. That'd be fun.
See, I made the point yesterday. That's just competition for
it's
us.
It's not, though.
It's our competition.
It's not competition for us. Not even in the slightest.
So if Jay Cronenworth decided to host a daily podcast from 6 to 10 a.m. every morning, you wouldn't think that would be competition for
us. I doubt very much that he would do a four-hour podcast every single morning. But if he did, yes, then that would.
I mean, he was promised a three-hour podcast, but then they
yeah,
made him do the
they said, look
hour.
At your contract, bud. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, I get it. It just makes it makes it worse hearing it. It bummed me out even more. Maybe I didn't, you know, the way that we lost that series.
So credit to Padres fans. I mean, that is unquestionably respect to Padres fans in that, like, best environment, toughest place to play.
But we know that. We don't need that.
I know, but Padres fans, you succeeded in your job this year. You did everything you could to make it as hard as you could on the other teams. You know,
ultimately, it's so much easier for them to say that having won the World Series.
Of course.
You know, I don't know that they do an off-season podcast if we win the World Series.
No, Mookie probably would.
But they're not talking about, I don't think, it's so much easier to praise and take the high road when you have the ultimate.
When you've got the ring.
If the Padres win the World Series, he's got Xander on the couch right now. He's inviting all the Padres in to talk about it.
They were at the Aviara last time.
Oh, okay.
Margie says Dodger stayed at Hyatt Aviara. My neighbor works there and told me. And Jay says they have every right to gloat and be bad winners. Yeah, if you've seen my Instagram story that is still getting Instagram, that's still.
You're not mad because they're being bad winners. They're actually being kind of gracious winners.
No, but I think it's. I think it's backhanded.
Well, you're the king of the
backhanded
petty trolley comment.
I'm PhD. I got a PhD in it. You're going to try to sneak one by the professor? I don't think so. There's no chance, bro. And then when you hold the ring up, and you know, I get it. You've earned it. You earned that. There's no two ways to look at this thing, man. That one they absolutely earned. Period. They had three pitchers by the end, and guys' arms were hanging by a thread, and half these guys are in for surgery this offseason. They wanted it. They went out and got it. I give them all the credit in the world, but I don't need to listen to Mookie Betts tell me how great we are here.
And they took things a little more seriously.
Yeah, they did.
Than they did a couple of years ago.
They did.
Yes, lessons do get learned, even on a very high payroll team.
Yeah, yeah. And now what?
It takes more than that. Now, I don't think the Padres didn't. Not like the Padres
didn't take it seriously enough.
I don't think that the converse is not true. In sports, it doesn't always work. Sometimes you lose because you're not mentally there, but sometimes you lose and you're completely mentally
there.
Sometimes
when you lose, you really win. Sometimes when you win, you actually tie.
On 97.3 The Fan, we'll be right back.